I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a brand new episode of the Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
WUNC Music is a place for you to unplug and turn it up. Every day, every hour, there's something new. Learn more about how to enable the custom WUNC smart speaker skill at WUNC.org.
I'm Eric Hodge. Chapel Hill has long been a beacon for indie rock, so much so that the band Sonic Youth wrote a song about the scene. It's called Chapel Hill and is one that H.C. McIntyre loves. H.C. McIntyre grew up in Tryon, North Carolina, Nina Simone's hometown. By the time she got to college at UNC Wilmington, she was ready for something new and loud. That's when she first heard this song.
I was in college. I went to school in UNC Wilmington, and I was a college radio DJ. And just kind of like learning like what punk was, and Superchunk, they were playing at the university. And, you know, just I connected dots and got there.
Back in the days when the battles raged, and we thought it was nothing. The bookstore man was the CIA, and we know.
I knew about Chapel Hill just because that's where we would have to drive to go to any shows, you know? There's just this lore.
The opening verse makes reference to the famed internationalist bookstore. iBooks, as it was affectionately called by locals, was a home to punks, anarchists, and other disenfranchised youth and radical thinkers. The store was right around the corner from the Cat's Cradle.
Throw me a cord and plug it in. Get the cradle rocking. Out with the redneck pig old man. And it's go.
Bob Sheldon, the iconic owner of iBooks, was shot and killed outside the store in February of 1991. The week after Sheldon's death, Sonic Youth played a show in Chapel Hill. While the band was here, the town was buzzing about the murder. It's one that was never solved. It quickly became a local legend and the subject of heated debate.
A hair in the hole in my head. Too bad the scene is death. Memories in the shadow.
In that same verse, the Cat's Cradle gets a name check.
Yeah, and you just hear about the Cat's Cradle, you know, which we're sitting in it right now. It's just, you know, these stories, these larger-than-life stories, and I remember the first time I played the cradle.
I can't forget your terrorized face when you cried for the shameless, wasted life, American KKK, and you smiled.
The song is a nod to a scene and a time. There are equally weighted references to Jesse Helms and Raleigh's famed Char Grill. It's delivered with passionate indifference.
So why should we run when we cannot hide? And my flag is burning. We could be wrong, but that's all right. We'll rise again.
This is not your typical anthem for a town with a big chorus and unforgettable pop hooks. The lyrics are a little hard to understand, with subtle references. And like so much of the music made by Sonic Youth, it's a heavy sound, layered with the guitars burying the singing. But still, it was a huge thing for locals.
And, you know, having lived here for 17 years or so, I get the little references, you know, the little nods.
The hair in the hole in my head. Too bad the scene is dead. A memory.
The song was included on the album Dirty, the second record released by DGC, the David Geffen Company. The band was part of that wave of punk, grunge, and noisy bands that signed with major labels after Nirvana broke big with Nevermind. Despite the major label, the music remained uncompromised. H.C. McIntyre says the scene that's around Chapel Hill and the Triangle has had a national reputation that extends well beyond the irony-laden lyrics of Sonic Youth.
I hear about it all over just when I'm touring, but I felt it when I was in college and was trying to figure out where I wanted to move. And
there's a constant refrain in the song that goes, "Too bad the scene is dead." It's unclear what the band meant by that line, but it's not H.C. McIntyre's experience.
I just want to say, too, that I feel like that spirit and that scene is very alive and well. It may look different, sure it does, but I think, you know, it started there, and, you know, Merge has fostered and inspired a lot of folks to be, you know, enhance the scene.
The local music scene in Chapel Hill and the Triangle has evolved. There are as many young people playing country, folk, and Americana as there are punk and indie rock.
I don't know, the ecosystem shifts and people, the styles shift. And I definitely obviously felt that because I played punk rock for 10 years and then started playing country.
The Sonic Youth song Chapel Hill is one of the songs we love at WUNC Music. We're exploring North Carolina one song at a time with a Come Here and See series on the Songs We Love podcast. It's being produced in cooperation with the State Arts Council. There are more stories in the series on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, NPR One, WUNCmusic.org, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric Hodge.
Looking away, it's another day, and of course we love you. Round up the Durham HC Kids and the Chargrill Killers. Jesse H coming to our pit, all ages show. A hair in the hole in my head. Too bad the scene is dead. The memories in the shadow, it's back in time again.
Next time on the Songs We Love podcast, Dom Flemons, the American songster, talks us through Sonny Terry and Bronnie McGee's version of the old-time dance tune, Cindy.
The way that they're playing this song, Cindy, which is a really well-known old-time number, it to me is, I call it bebop folk, because they are going into outer space.
That's next time on the Come Here and See series on WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast. Thanks for listening.